You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
Welcome back to Three Fries Short, where we are minus one fry.
We are.
I'm your co-fry, Sarah.
I'm your co-fry, Rebecca. Christina is not with us this week. She's with us in spirit. She's got some things that she's got to take care of. So, but we have a very different episode anyway. So
yeah,
we wanted to get on here and talk to everybody for a minute.
Because we are kind of going on strike because of what's going on with the SAG and WGA.
Mm-hmm.
We are in solidarity, sticking with them, and also kind of going on strike, where we will not talk about the wormhole show.
Mm-mm.
We will not even play our theme song, because that talks about the wormhole show.
It's such a good theme song, too, man.
It's fantastic. It kicks us off every week.
Yeah.
Just an FYI to Jay, Opie the Red, we did get your email. We really do want to read it. But it talks about the wormhole show. So when we are back up and officially talking about the wormhole show, we will read that. I'm going to get tired of saying the wormhole show, man.
I love it, though.
This is kind of like, we're going to get into some details about it, like what the strike is all about. Why are we, like, who cares if we talk about stuff like
the wormhole show?
Yeah, like, who cares? Why are we not talking about it? Why are we choosing to do this? We're also going to talk about stuff that we will do, because we're not going to take a break. I think it's important that we sally forth and still continue to, like, meet up every week, put out some kind of content for you. We already have some ideas. We're open to ideas from you guys, as long as it's not a property that's being struck. We can talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
We're
getting creative.
We are. We've already talked about some things and have some things lined up to entertain you. Here's my, like, soapbox, because I feel like there's kind of two camps. You have the people that are standing in solidarity with the strikers and being like, yeah, they are putting up a lot of shit. Like, it's bullshit. They need to get paid. But then you have people on the other side that are like, what a bunch of whiny Hollywood elite libtards. Like, there's, what are they striking for? They're a movie star. They're a TV star. Boo fucking who? Like, you live the glitz and glam life of Hollywood. And no, just no, because people deserve to get paid properly. The work that they do.
And they are not currently.
They are not. They're getting paid dog shit. I get paid more than some of these very famous actors and people who have written very famous pieces of work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, like, I'm a fucking nobody. So, like, it just reminds me of the argument that I really saw it a lot with COVID, about, like, these burger flippers want $24 an hour. What about, like, other people, like EMTs or CNAs or, like, blah blah blah? And it's like, they deserve to get paid more too. Okay, like, don't come for people at McDonald's. I think people at McDonald's should get paid more. That's a fucking terrible job, and it takes a special kind of person to do it. And if that's a service that you're going to partake in, the people that provide that service should get paid well.
Mm-hmm.
And you think, well, they're Hollywood stars. Who give, like, they're whatever. And it's like, that does not lessen their contributions. And art and television, because I think television and movies and content is art. It enriches our lives in very meaningful ways. It has very meaningful impact on the culture around us. Very historical things have happened because of a TV show. Like, I don't even want to say it because I'm not allowed to, but The Trek of the Stars, you know, like, very
that spaceship show,
right? Yes, very important
franchise.
Things have happened because of artwork like TV and movies, and to pay people for that work is very important. So we're standing in solidarity with them.
100%. Yeah. To put it in context, because I think it's died down a little bit. I think, fortunately, because social media, you know, social media does a lot of bad things, but it, in this case, has done a lot of good things too, because it's putting these real actors in front of people so that they can explain what the actual deal is. Because I think Hollywood has done a really good job of making the glitz and glamour what everybody assumes is going on with everyone there.
Yeah.
But then you have all of these actors coming onto TikTok and to Instagram and either showing their residual checks or just really breaking down their pay. And it's basically what you have to make, like, 26,000 or something in the 20s to qualify for healthcare in SAG, and something like 85% of the actors in SAG do not qualify for health.
Which, if you're making 26 grand and you're on a TV show, that's dog shit. I can make 26 grand working part-time at a grocery store.
Yep.
Like, that's terrible.
It is. And I think so streaming has done a lot of different things. And one of the things I just was reading more about today was the idea that if you're contracted on a TV show, you can, you're stuck. Like, you can be contracted on that TV show, and sometimes it takes months and months and months, you know, to get called back for, you know, a new season or whatever. And so, yeah, you made like $1,000 in a week, in a month, and you did that a couple of months, but then that's it, you know, like, that's all you've done. That's all you've made.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, the residuals for streaming, they're playing with a really old playbook, basically. Mm-hmm. And they never revamped the terms for streaming. And how long have we had streaming now? Like, for a really long time.
At least like a decade.
Yeah. And so people's residual checks for streaming things are just ferocious.
Ferocious. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's insulting to get a check for like 57 fucking cents.
Yeah.
For a show that you were a series regular on. What a slap in the face.
Yep. Yeah.
Dog shit.
Just wild.
Yeah.
The other big thing that that both the WGA and SAG are concerned about is how AI is going to mm-hmm. affect their positions. Writing, obviously, you know, because AI, we've proven it. We had chat AI like do yeah. stories. Now, they weren't great stories. I'm not too worried about like the power of AI versus the power of human stories and creativity right now. Not worried mm-hmm. about it. But Hollywood a lot of times doesn't really care about the like creativity and the innovation in that way. And they just want butts in the seats and they want to sell tickets. And that is something that AI probably could do right now. You know, like yeah. they can write a shitty movie and they can shoot it and, you know,
slaps
a whole bunch of like special effects in it and people yeah. go watch it. So that's the writing side. And then on the SAG side, the acting side, they're getting really good at scanning people's bodies and being able to use AI to basically create a person within a machine environment. So one of the things that they said they wanted to do, the studios, was to scan a background actor and pay them for that one day for their scan and then be able to use their likeness forever after that.
Wild.
Without paying them.
Wild.
At all. Yeah. It's just, you know, I love AI for how I use it. And I do use it actually at work a lot. I use chat AI. I started using this thing called readai.ai that like mm-hmm. takes meeting notes. Like it loads into your video conferences and it takes your notes and it summarizes everything for you. It's really cool.
Yeah.
But those are like tools, you know, right. they're not like replacing somebody that would have been there for.
You can't replace like the human ingenuity and creativity that it takes to create something, create art.
Yeah.
As much as AI has tried, it is a poor replica.
Yeah.
It cannot compare.
It can't. All it has to pull from is pre-existing things. It cannot innovate like a human can.
Yeah.
Granted, most stories have already been told too. Like all stories have already been told in a certain way. But like,
yeah.
you know, there's still something to be said about a human being being able to do that way better, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. Another good thing about social media is it's exposing the fuckery of what's going on. Because like you said, it's people are coming forward and sharing their experiences, sharing how terribly they got paid, their terrible residuals, but also kind of exposing the really fucked up shit that they are doing at the picket line to deter people to kind of like get this thing to come to an end. So the most recent thing that I have seen is the strikers. They're in Los Angeles. It's hot as fuck, I'm sure. And there is this street where they were striking, where there was some trees, and all of the tops of the trees were just cut down.
Yeah, so Universal. It was outside of Universal Studios. Yeah, I'm calling you out.
And I didn't know.
Yeah, it was. And they sent their own people out to chop the tops off of these trees, which, number one, apparently the city's like, you didn't get permission to do that. So the city's like, what?
Because they're not their trees. They're like city trees on public property.
So that's number one. Number two, like, I do not have an ounce of a green thumb. So like, please, if I'm wrong, just everybody tell me I'm wrong. But I have historically seen people cut their trees back in the colder months, not the hotter months. I could be wrong. Anyway.
They didn't just cut them back, though. Like, they gave them a fucking buzz cut. Like, there's nothing left. Nell says the tree thing is so illegal and it's infuriating. I agree. And for them to try to call it anything else, I'm not fucking buying it.
No,
I don't believe them. It's like the most evil thing because
it's just like,
it's so fucking like cartoon villainous. Villain. It's not just like, it's not villain. This is like some cartoon character shit. Like, I can see them, we'll cut the trees. Like, are you kidding? Like, this is like the fucking Lorax or something.
Yeah.
So, like, that is why. Because I, as a pale, pasty white bitch, heat is bad on me to begin with. But to be cooking directly in the sun, I'm going down. I can't do it. And it's just like they're playing really dirty.
Yeah.
Another thing, and you put it in here as a quote. Let me pull it up. This is a quote from.
Yeah, this one happened like last week, early on in the SAG strike. Not in the WGA strike, when SAG struck last Thursday. So it's been 8 days.
So the quote is, "The end game is to allow things to drag on until union members start losing their apartments and losing their houses." Another studio executive told Deadline, per the report, several sources told the outlet that the AMPTP expected the strike to continue through the fall. One referred to the tactic as a cruel but necessary evil.
Cruel but necessary evil.
What in the late stage capitalism?
Oh my God. And it gets worse. If you go look up, and we'll put links like over in our Patreon, I'll put it in public even so you don't have to be a patron to see it or anything. Like, I'll put links to all these like documents I found. Cause there's a really good one that's like terms back and forth too. So, the terms one, they've already had their first round of back and forth. To which AMPTP just said rejected on all fronts, including things like pay us on time. Rejected.
Very fucking basic.
Like, make sure we get to we have a meal, because there are real issues when you're working on set to call lunch. It's a big deal. You have to call it once you hit a certain hour. It's a requirement. And this is like 12, 18 hour days. Like, when you're on set, they're like, that is what you do all day. So, you know, just like, make sure that you're enforcing that we're getting breaks and and getting paid on time.
And this is just the stuff that we know about. I cannot imagine the like Skeletor memos that are going on that we have not seen, because I'm sure
Skeletor memos
way worse than we could imagine. I can only imagine. It's so fucked up. But yeah, like the trees, then basically we'll just wait until they're too poor to afford a house or where they live. And honestly, with what some of these working class actors and writers are making, that probably would not take very long.
The Earth Station 1 podcast has been bringing your inner geek out to play for the past 13 years. Over this time, we've seen things change in the world of geek and podcasting alike.
And your friends here at ESO are looking to change also. We are now giving you double the fun by coming to you twice a week, and not just in audio, but now you can see our lovely faces up on YouTube.
Join Mike and Mike as we celebrate our 700th episode and beyond. Earth Station 1 is proud to be a founding member of the ESO Network.
We discussed this on our TikTok live, but a lot of these people are working other jobs to supplement their income. They have been working other jobs while acting. Like, this is not something they just picked up now because they're on strike. They are working class people like you and me, and sometimes live paycheck to paycheck. And again, like you said, Hollywood has monopolized the glitz and glam, the Hollywood life. They're making it, you know, they're selling that story, and then they think they can treat people like absolute shit and not give them breaks and not pay them on time, because it's like, but you're a star. And I'm glad that people are like, this is fucking bullshit. I'm not doing this anymore.
No, it's been a long time coming. It's the first time in 60 years that SAG has struck. The WGA did back in 2008. I was living in New York trying to make something of my film degree in 2008. I remember it fondly. And by fondly, I mean not fondly at all. But like, it was necessary then. It's necessary now. Because they do. They just do. They do fuck shit. And it's not, I mean, in general, in film, there's a lot of fuck shit that happens. I've told y'all this before, but like, when I was trying to make it in New York working on films, on other people's films, I took a gig that paid me $50 a week as a PA. A week.
That's nothing.
And I was living in Brooklyn. And fortunately, I had a roommate that was really solid and was helping me out. But then I had to take a job. Immediately afterwards, I got a job at Trader Joe's because I was like, I don't have any money. So I took a job at Trader Joe's. Loved that job, by the way. Wonderful place.
Represent Trader Joe's.
Yeah, I can represent Trader Joe's all I want to. And then they tried to call me back for reshoots to help. And when I told them I can't, because like, I'm having to work to make money.
Yeah,
they started spreading a rumor that I just wasn't that committed.
Wow. So they like blacklisted you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they blacklisted me to this very small group of New York filmmakers that I kind of didn't care about. I mean, they're terrible filmmakers. So I just, you know, didn't really bother me too much. It bothered me just like that somebody would say that about me and that people would have that perception. It didn't bother me that I would never work with those people again, you know?
Yeah, like, but it's all like very petty high school bullshit that you would not expect in the film industry. So another thing that I've been seeing is people like content creators. Now, I have no delusions of grandeur, but people reaching out to content creators like on TikTok or YouTube, offering them, we'll give you your own show. And
come walk the red carpet for this premiere.
There's a word for that, and I believe it's called a scab. Don't be that. First of all, that's fucking nasty. Don't, I would never want to be called that, regardless of the connotation.
If anybody needs if anybody needs strike 101, there is a film that I can't mention the title of, but it is Disney, and it is about a very famous strike from back in the day. You guys can figure it out. It had Hearst. Hearst was involved.
Yeah. So
this is difficult. I can't make references. Like, yeah, it's really difficult.
But I've seen that go around too, where these top dogs are like trying to farm out people wherever they can. And it's like, we'll take advantage of content creators who may not be as informed or knowledgeable and promise them the world just to get some content out there and take advantage of them while the writers and actors are on strike.
Yeah. I feel bad for some of those content creators. It's a tough position to be put in 100%, because if you're a content creator of a certain size and you're trying to get brand deals and like make it your job, getting an offer like that is really hard to pass up. I totally get it.
It's like a deal with the devil, because then they'll have a reputation in Hollywood forever as being a scab. And it could, yeah, right now they might get something really lucrative or something to help them pay the bills. But when the strike is over, they're going to have a reputation and it's not going to be a really good one.
Yeah. Also, most films are going to involve SAG. So if you have any desire to have a film career, especially as an actor, you probably should not do any of that stuff right now. So that kind of brings us to like kind of why we're doing what we're doing.
Well, I think the number one reason is because it is the right thing to do.
Yes.
But it is also because...
It's more dangerous for me than for Sarah and Christina. Like, Sarah and Christina are also supporting me, and also because it's the right thing to do. But I do still make films. I have a feature film that looks like it's going to be finished hopefully the first week in October now, based on color correction timelines. And I have plans to make more, and I really don't want the WGA, which I could very easily join or have to join at some point, or SAG being not appreciating me being a scab, basically. I don't want to do anything like that. So, but we weren't really clear, and we went back and forth on it. And I finally emailed SAG. It's like, look, we can make guesses, or I can just email. And I searched all their FAQs first before I emailed, because they have some great FAQ pages. But nothing really answered our situation. And apparently since then, they have put an FAQ for podcasters out.
Nice.
Although they said soon. So it's been a couple of days since this email, so hopefully it's out by now. But I basically said, hey, we do a podcast about a show that aired in the 90s, and it's episode commentary. I'm an indie filmmaker, non-union, and we want to support you. So please give us some guidance, is what I said to them. And they wrote me back. They said, hi, Rebecca. Thanks so much for getting in touch. Wait, I have it. You can read it on the screen.
Yes.
Hi, Rebecca. Thanks so much for getting in touch. We will have an FAQ for podcasters posted on our strike site soon. But in the meantime, we're happy to answer your questions. Discussing any struck work, whether upcoming, current, or past, is considered promotional. Because I said in my email, I was like, it feels like it's still promotional, is what I said to her. And she said, unless you have an agreement with an employer to produce the podcast, that must be fulfilled. So if you were in a contract, they say finish it. We would appreciate you refraining from producing new episodes while our members are on strike. Many thanks for your support. And I left her name out. But so that's what the response that we got.
Yeah. Also, cosplay too. I'm not a cosplayer, but Rebecca is, and I believe it's recommended that cosplayers do not. I mean,
it's tricky. It, like, if you go to a con, you can cosplay.
Okay.
They don't really care about that, because you're not really being an influencer or promotional in that capacity. If you are an influencer who does cosplay, like on an influencer level, your stuff is getting shared out and seen. So that feels more promotional.
Yeah.
Technically they'd say not, you can cosplay. So it's a purely like a,
it's where
think about what you think is right. Basically.
Yeah. It's
unless they invite you as a cosplayer to come to an official thing for a struck work, then technically you can do it no matter what. That's what, there was all this back and forth and up in arms on TikTok. I know.
Yeah.
But again, it comes down to like, do you want to show your support? You're not, I mean, I'm going to 3 cons coming up soon. And I'm not even going to wear a shirt that has anything on it. Like, I might get a strike shirt or something instead, but like,
yeah,
you know, that's tough, but it, you know, I usually cosplay like literally every day when I'm at cons. So yeah, it sucks, but it needs to happen for sure.
It does. Yeah. And, this is going to really impact a lot of the shows that you currently love. A lot of the shows you may have been waiting for to come out or may not see the light of day. Last time this happened, I didn't realize this until I saw a video connecting the dots. Last time the writers went on strike, what did we see? A huge, huge uprising?
Reality
TV.
Yep.
Reality shows. America's Next Top Model, girl. She's coming back. Tyra Banks, I can see it now.
Yep. That happened.
Yeah. Jersey Shore, Kardashians, like it. I'm sure we will see something like that, or maybe it's some kind of new animal altogether.
Want to know what else happened that last strike?
Tell me, please. I'm dying to know.
So apparently they were filming, you know, that really popular spy series, most recently starring Daniel Craig.
Hmm. 008? Yes.
That one, right?
Gotcha.
They were filming a version of that one, or they were writing it.
Mm-hmm.
And they had gotten like a chunk of the way through, and then the strike happened. So apparently, like, the director and Daniel Craig finished it instead. And it is 100% when you watch that one. I don't even know how to tell you which one it is, other than it's the weakest one. It's really weird. It doesn't make nearly as much sense. You can obviously tell. You can tell. It's obvious. And they, because they were just like, let's just finish it. You know, like.
Fart it out.
Like. Yeah. Nell says anything to prevent reality TV.
It's coming, girl. Get ready.
It's so sad because, like, technically reality TV could be like documentaries, but they know they like put that trashy reality TV.
We
shit
need
on.
Drama.
We need manufactured drama.
We need Tyra Banks yelling at a 19-year-old girl.
Oh, God. Yeah, it's going to happen. It's going to happen.
So,
yeah.
What does that mean for us in the meantime? Well, we're still going to put out content. It's obviously going to be different. We already have some ideas kind of rolling around in the noggin. And I believe, and this is just, we don't know yet, but I think the idea is like every week we each pick something to discuss or go over. And we're open to suggestions as long as it's not a struck property. You know, if we see merit in it, I'm down. Like, let us know what you want to see from us. You kind of know like what we're capable of. The first thing that I think we're going to do that you can look forward to, because I'm a hoe for some good documentaries. There is a PBS documentary called The Poisoner's Handbook that we are going to talk about.
The Poisoner's Handbook.
Yeah, do you want to throw something up on the screen to people? It is on Amazon. You have to either buy or rent it. It's $2.99 to rent, $5.99 to buy. And there is an app called Hoopla.
Hoopla, yeah. Where you can use your library card and create an account there, and you can check it out. Check it out. Free. It's a digital checkout thing. So
for free, I will definitely be buying or renting it to show my support. PBS is fantastic. That is a safe, I believe it'll be a safe thing that we can talk about. Because I don't know how, but I checked with you. You said it was fine, so yeah. I'm trusting your judgment. But that's my choice for next week. So like, that's your homework. Watch this. We're going to talk about it. It involves the early 20th century, a chemist and a coroner, and they want to find out why the fuck people are dying from being poisoned. It's fascinating. I love it. And that's what we're going to talk about next time, but please let us know your suggestions.
Yeah. We've among ourselves, things have been mentioned like Reddit stories. Yeah. I like that one. Books, if we can, sometimes like finding time to read a whole book is difficult these days, but health and fitness journeys, as people who are not your influencer health and fitness people, but do a lot of it. We're happy to talk about that.
Regular ass
like
people.
A lot of it, but yeah. Happy to have a conversation about that. Happy to talk about like behind the scenes of filmmaking stuff that doesn't involve talking about specific things. Because I do have that experience. It's wide open. We could do, we could write Mad Libs one time.
I was just going to say, we can do Mad Libs as long as it does not include a struck property.
Yeah. Mad Libs or, we could do a week of those, you know, the PowerPoint parties people do.
No.
You never heard of PowerPoint parties? I'm dying to do one in person with people.
I might know what they are. I just never heard it called that.
Everybody comes together. Like you have your party with your friends, and everybody brings their like a 5-minute PowerPoint presentation about anything they want to talk about, like literally anything.
See, now I'm thinking like, I want to do like a conspiracy, but like a funny one, like something silly and crazy and not like something super heavy and JFK.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I want to be like, the moon is really made of cheese. Here's my PowerPoint.
So
like
the best versions I've seen are things like that.
Yeah.
Like the crazy ones, just the like out there ones where you, and they all just like take turns presenting their PowerPoints.
Persuasive speeches about like why something, here's my hot take.
With your visual aids, you got to have your visual aids. So I love that. And
I love making a good PowerPoint.
Oh, yeah. If anybody has any suggestions, you can hit us up on our Patreon or
Instagram.
Patreon. You can patreon.com/2FryShort. You can email us. Whoa. I didn't know they were both show up at the same time. Oh my gosh. Does this like, can
What's
I just keep? Oh, no, that doesn't do that. Oh, it's gone again. Man. So also if you are a Patreon right now, you probably saw, but your payments are paused for now. We felt like if we are not talking about that wormhole show, we're not going to charge you for a podcast talking about that wormhole show. So if you do want to put your money somewhere, maybe, find one of the entertainment worker funds that's floating around and donate to that so people can stay on the picket line longer. That's a good place to put your money.
Yeah.
Because they do have, there's quite a few funds out there. I can find links for that too and put it places for people.
And we'll still make these live streams available. We'll still do this part. We'll make it available to anyone. We put this one on our Instagram. So we'll still do this. I love doing this. So again, it didn't feel right to charge you for it.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is like, we'll get back to the regular scheduled programming when we can. So
yeah. And we're going to revamp our Patreon anyway. So it's a perfect time for us to kind of reevaluate how we want to do that.
Yep. Don't worry. It's going to be more beneficial for you.
That's the goal.
Yes.
We want to make sure you get your money's worth in this economy, you know.
In this economy. Yeah. We're talking about everybody getting their money's worth. So
yeah.
It's the time to talk about those things. This is driving, like, I can't do it. It's too much. It's too intense. I can't handle it. All the banners. Well, do we have anything else?
I think that's it. Do your homework. It's a fabulous documentary. And if you can't watch it, if you can't pay for it, join us anyway, because we will retell it in epic storytelling fashion.
You know, we tell you the whole story.
It's going to be fantastic.
Yep. Awesome. Well, we're not even going to do anything that we normally do. So we're going to just very sadly end this stream with I can do the end credits because there are no words in it.
Oh, cool. Good. All right.
All right.
Well, so everybody can have sign off.
We're just going to sign off. This is everybody support your strikes.
Yeah. Solidarity.
Understand why it's there. Do your research. I'll send you all the links. I'll put up all the links so you can do your research, because it's a really good thing that they're trying to do. So
yeah, we'll be around
later.
Bye.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network. Be part of the crew and help support our shows by donating to our ESO Patreon or by shopping at the TeePublic store, which can all be found at www.esonetwork.com. The ESO Network, your station for all things geek.